Victor Davis Hanson, Never Trump Careerists or Counterfeit Leftists. By Robert Krajicek on March 13, 2019. Victor Davis Hanson, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution and professor of classics emeritus at California State University, described the Never Trump commentariat as careerists angered by their lack of influence over Republican voters. Hanson joined Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak to discuss his latest book, The Case for Trump. Listen. Hanson noted the chasm between never-Trump pundits, who are marketed by news media outlets as de facto representatives of American conservatism, and the base of Republican voters. Never-Trump anger this time is different than their anger in 2016. Their anger in 2016 was a diluted confidence. They really believed that they would affect the usual 90% of Republicans who vote for their nominee, and Donald Trump got 89% of Republican registered voters. So they really believed that they were going to run Evan McMullen. They really believed if George Will said something, we'd listen. And when Bill Kristol said something, we'd listen. Or when Max Boot weighed in on some foreign policy, we'd listen. Or if Elliot Cohen made a point, we'd listen. And we didn't. That was a shock to Never Trump. And then when Trump didn't fail, as the left said he would, or he was not liberal as president, as they said he would be, now what are they doing? Now their numbers have shrunk, and they know that 90% of their old constituents doesn't agree with him. Donald Trump is going to get 90% of the Republican vote in 2020, so now it's more of an ad hominem, bitter, shrill, anger, almost, for this choice that they've made, because where does it lead? I don't think the question is what happens to the critics of the supporters of Trump, the vast majority of Republicans. What happens to them? Because they're playing, as I pointed out in that article, a classical role of the useful idiot. They go on MSNBC. They go on CNN. They're invited to have columns in the Washington Post. But as soon as this thing is over with, the left has far more favored spokespeople than these people, and they bet on the wrong horse twice. Hanson noted the monetary motives of ostensibly conservative pundits pursuing careers at left-wing and Democrat-aligned news media outlets. I think when this is all over, I don't think Mr. Omidyar, who's funding the New Bulwark or any of these other foundations that are pretty much left-wing, I don't think they're going to continue to give money to these guys, because their usefulness will be over with. They'll just get real old-style leftists, not people who are counterfeit leftists for careerist purposes. Then what happens? Does Bill Kristol come back and say, you know I told you guys that Trump would ruin the party? And then like some phoenix, it would have to emerge from the ashes under my stewardship? Well, that didn't happen. According to The Atlantic, The Bulwark, a recently launched Never Trump outfit headed by Bill Kristol and Charlie Sykes, seeks to make D.C. dinner parties and green room visits uncomfortable for the Trumpist elite. The Never Trump commentariat, wrote Hanson, hold rural and working class Americans in greater contempt than the left. Whereas elite leftists harbor a snobbish disdain for the working classes, they have not, to my knowledge, like an array of bitter never-Trumpers, dreamed of swapping out their fellow deplorable Americans for immigrants, both legal and illegal, arriving en masse, wrote Hanson. I suppose such a population exchange would be their ideal revenge on millions of clingers for ignoring a year of never-Trump screeds that had zero effect on Republican voters in 2016. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.